Hi everyone, I'm Liam, and I work as a special effects makeup artist. It's a fascinating job where I master special effects such as artificially aging actors or simulating bleeding lacerations for film and theatrical productions. When I was growing up, most of my friends were obsessed with comic books, but my passion actually began with photography. I loved capturing interesting faces and manipulating shadows, which naturally led me into the world of makeup. When I finished school, I considered doing a degree in fine art. However, I didn't have the money for that, so instead I relied mostly on online tutorials to pick up the basic techniques. It's amazing what you can learn from watching experts on the internet. Getting into the industry is tough. My first professional gig wasn't on a glamorous sci-fi movie like I'd dreamed of, but a low-budget horror film. It was exhausting work, but it taught me how to work quickly under pressure. When I'm hired for a production, the first step is always research. To get inspiration for my designs, you'd think I'd look at anatomy textbooks. Actually, historical paintings are my greatest source of reference. They really show how skin sags and how natural light hits the face. A lot of my work involves creating realistic injuries. I've spent hours practicing simulating lacerations for action scenes. People assume the shape or the depth of the cut is the priority, but I find the trickiest part is getting the consistency of the fake blood exactly right. If it's too thin, it looks completely unbelievable on camera. Another major part of the job is artificially aging actors, which is incredibly demanding. Everyone assumes adding wrinkles to the forehead takes the longest, but I find the neck is the most challenging area to make look convincingly old. You have to stretch and paint the skin in a very specific way. In terms of materials, the industry has evolved massively. We still use a lot of liquid latex for basic effects, but nowadays silicone is the material I prefer because it moves so naturally on the skin. It really allows the actors to express emotions without the makeup cracking. Recently, I've been doing more work in live theatre. Transitioning from film to theatre requires adjustments because the audience is sitting so far away. While the costumes are important, you really have to consider the lighting, as it can completely wash out your makeup effects if you aren't careful. The shading has to be much more exaggerated. Despite the long hours, it's an incredibly satisfying career. For me, the most rewarding moment isn't seeing the final movie on the big screen. It's that instant when the actor looks in the mirror and completely transforms into their character. It changes their whole posture and performance. Looking ahead, I'm hoping to set up my own special effects studio. I'll still take on film projects, but teaching is what I want to focus on over the next few years. I'd love to pass on my skills to the next generation of artists. Thanks for listening.